भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 8 लॉर्ड कृष्णा शोज द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म टेक्स्ट 40। किं स्वप्नायेतत् उत देव माया किं वा मदीया बद बुद्धि मोह अथो अमुष्य एव मम अर्भकस्य या कश्चन औपत्तिकः आत्मयोगः किं वेदर स्वप्नः ए ड्रीम एतत् ऑल दिस उत और अदरवाइज देव माया एन इल्यूजरी मैनिफेस्टेशन बाय द एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी किं वा और एल्स मदीया माई पर्सनल बत इंडीड बुद्धि मोह इल्यूजन ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस अथो अदरवाइज अमुष्य ऑफ सच एव इंडीड मम अर्भकस्य ऑफ माय चाइल्ड यह विच कश्चन सम औपत्तिकः नेचुरल आत्मयोगः पर्सनल मिस्टिक पावर। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद। शिला प्रभुपाद की मदर यशोदा बिगन टू आर्ग्यू विद इन हिमसेल्फ विद इन हरसेल्फ इज दिस ए ड्रीम और इज इट एन इल्यूजरी क्रिएशन बाय द एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी हैज दिस बीन मैनिफेस्टेड बाय माय ओन इंटेलिजेंस और is it some mystic power of my child? Purport: when Mother Yashoda saw this wonderful manifestation within the mouth of her child, she began to argue. within herself about whether it was a dream. Then she considered, I am not dreaming because my eyes are open. I am actually seeing what is happening. I am not sleeping, nor am I dreaming. Then maybe this is an illusion created by Deva Maya. But that is also not possible. What business would the demigods have showing such things to me? I am an insignificant woman with no connection with the demigods. Why should they take the trouble to put me into Deva Maya? That is also not possible. Then Mother Yashoda considered whether the vision might be due to bewilderment. I am fit in health. I am not diseased. Why should there be any bewilderment? It is not possible that my brain is deranged. Is it not possible that my brain is deranged? Since I am ordinarily quite fit to think, then this vision must be due to some mystic power of my son, as predicted by Garga Muni. Thus, she finally concluded that the vision was due to her son's activities and nothing else. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantigam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vidansya Tam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitansya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyayevacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare. Mother Yashoda began to argue within herself. Is this a dream or is it an illusory creation by the external energy? Has this been manifested by my own intelligence or is it some mystic power of my child? So here in this chapter titled Lord Krishna Shows the Universal Form, so Krishna did this Leela when he began to walk outside and play with his friends. He did the Leela of eating the dirt. And then Mother Yashoda was informed by the cowherd boys and Balarama that Mother Yashoda, Krishna is eating dirt. And dirt, eating dirt is not good from physical point of view. It can cause worms in our intestines. So the complaint reached and Mother Yashoda came out and she asked Krishna, did you eat the dirt? He refused right away, no. When she said, your all the friends and Balarama saying about it, he said, no, they have been, you know, after me for a long time, I have seen them. They want me to be chastised by you all the time. That's why they do all these scandals and plans. Mother Yashoda said, but then if you did not eat dirt, then open your mouth, simple thing. If they are lying, then I will chastise them. Or if you are lying, then I will chastise you, of course. So Krishna, in the beginning, he did not agree. But then he agreed and opened his mouth. And within his mouth, he showed Mother Yashoda the whole cosmic manifestation, all the Brahmans, all the universes, and within the mouth, he showed Vrindavan, he showed that Mother Yashoda is there. So she became very, very bewildered. So that is the pastime we are discussing. And Mother Yashoda is arguing to herself, what is this? What is this in the Krishna's mouth? Am I dreaming? Like sometimes in dreams, we feel so many things around. Like I walk every day during japa time in Goshala, and there's one bull which has a huge two horns. And no matter how you wanted to avoid looking at him, but you still forced to look at his majestic wing, these horns and everything. And but that went deep into my mind. And one day I had a dream that my head became heavy. So much heavy, as a real thing, I'm telling my own dream. Head became so heavy, if I turn like this, I can't put it back because it's so heavy. And then I have to put my hands to do it like this. And I felt I have a huge skull sitting on my head with two horns. That came to my dream. Maybe I'm going to be a bull in next life. But the point is, it can happen. So that's what Mother Yashoda is speculating. What is going on? Am I dreaming? Because it's not possible to have the whole universe, Brahman, in the mouth of Krishna. It's impossible. But then she felt like, no. I'm not dreaming. Because my eyes are open. I'm awake. So I can see, I can open my eyes. I can feel I'm not dreaming. I'm actually seeing what is happening. I'm not sleeping, nor am I dreaming. Then, maybe this is an illusion created by Deva Maya. Devatas, they also cause illusion many times. But why would they do it to me? Mother Yashoda is speculating again. I'm not a very elevated, very advanced personality that the demigods would have interest in me to put me into their maya. I am not very elevated or advanced personality. That's what she is humbly considering. She is advanced, she is very elevated, but she is considering herself very, very lowly. Why demigods will be interested in me to put me into yoga maya? There is no such reason, logic. Why should they take? Okay, then Mother Yashoda considered whether the vision might be due to bewilderment. bewilderment. Then she is arguing again, I am fit, I am not diseased. Sometime in a disease stage, people do hallucinations like that. People think something out of their mind. So she is saying that I am fit in health, I am not diseased. Why should there be any bewilderment like this? It is not possible that my brain is deranged since I am ordinarily quite fit to think. Because she has been doing all the household works, chores every day, nicely milking cows and making yogurt and then churning and then the butter and then the ghee. And she has been doing all the things very nicely. So she is considering herself that I am not bewildered. Then she says, okay, this vision must be due to some mystic power of my son, as predicted by Garga Muni, that your son is not ordinary. She is still not thinking that he is the supreme personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna himself. She is still thinking some mystic power, as predicted by Garga Muni. Thus she finally concluded that the vision was due to her son's activities and nothing else. So she is not agreeing even now that he is God. Why would she? Because she has, this much illusion has been created by Krishna that she could see the universe is in his mouth. But Krishna didn't allow her to fully understand. So that's what the bewilderment of many devotees, they have discussed about it. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur also discussed about it. And when they were discussing in their tikas, they quoted Bhagavatam verse 2730, because in Bhagavatam canto 1 and in chapter 3 around text 20 all kinds of incarnations have been described. Then again in canto 2 chapter 7 and in text 30 the same pastime has been described by Lord Brahma. And it says that the translation of the verse 2730 says, when the cowherd women, Krishna's foster mother, Yashoda, was trying to tie the hands of her son with ropes, she found the rope to be always insufficient in length. And when she finally gave up, Lord Krishna, by and by, opened his mouth, wherein the mother found all the universes situated. Seeing this, she was doubtful in her mind, but she was convinced in a different manner of the mystic nature of her son. Same thing. She was convinced that this is the mysticism of my own son, Krishna. So, in Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, one day, Lord Krishna, as the naughty child, disturbed his mother Yashoda. And she began to tie up the child with ropes just to punish him. So this is Damodar Leela. And Mother Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna. But no matter how much rope she used, she found it always insufficient. Thus she became fatigued, very tired. But in the meantime, the Lord opened his mouth and the affectionate mother saw within the Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha ki jai, Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The mother was astonished, but not out of her deep, but out of her deep affection for Krishna, she thought that the Almighty Godhead Narayana had kindly looked after her son just to protect him from all the continuous calamities happening to him. So she considered this Leela as if Narayana had kindly looked after her son just to protect him from all the continuous calamities. That is the action of Yoga Maya, the internal potency of the Supreme Lord, which acts to perfect all the pastimes of the Lord with his different types of devotees who could play such wonders without being God. So now the question may arise, God, he of course, full of rasas, mellows, and there are main five rasas. Topmost is conjugal, then vatsalya, then sakya, then shanta, then servitorship. So these rasas are there. And Krishna is full of rasas, rasaraj, Shri Krishna. And he wanted to enjoy with his, for all these mellows, so he picks his pure confidential devotees to do this leela, to participate in these leelas. So when Mother Yashoda is showing stick to Krishna after binding him, and Krishna is very fearful, he is trembling, his lips are quivering, and his eyes are full of fear. So the point is, at the same time, Putana, she came to kill Krishna by smearing poison, Kalakuta, on her breast to feed milk to Krishna. And Krishna sucked her life. So how these pastimes? It's very inconceivable. I'm trying. Point is, when Krishna is fearful, is he acting? Is he a good actor? Teasing his mom, teasing his mother, by acting so perfectly, so nicely like an actor? Or is he really fearful? Is he really trembling? Or is he really running away from his mother? So Krishna's achintya potencies, shaktis, they do not allow anyone to overcome Krishna. Like when Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, Krishna's shaktis, they were stopping it. But they, it's like, for example, a very small example, for example, I'm feeling like I want to sleep, and I have my son besides me. So I ask him, you know, wake me up when it is 12. Would not he wake me up? Yes, he would. Or I ask him, if somebody comes fearful or anything, you just wake me up. That's possible. That's not impossible. That's a very practical thing. So Krishna, his own internal potencies, Yoga Maya, these potencies, they act for Krishna and arrange these pastimes to allow Krishna to enjoy the mellows of Vatsalya Rasa. That's the main point. So Krishna is not an actor. He is an actor. Nato Natya Yathoda Yatha, Queen Kunti mentioned. But not in these cases when he is really fearful of Mother Yashoda. And he is showing now the whole Brahmanda in this leela. So, besides this text 2730, in 10th canto itself, in chapter 14 and text 16, Brahma also touched this particular leela again, and he said, "My dear Lord, in this incarnation of Krishna, of course, you have proved that you are the supreme controller of Maya." So the point here is Maya. Mayavi mrag ke piche mayapati daude jate hai. This was mentioned by Tulsidas in Ramcharitmanas. When Lord Rama was doing his pastimes, in the forest, Marich, he was asked by Ravana to take the form of a golden deer, and the idea was that Mother Sita would ask Lord Rama to chase this golden deer and get him. And here Lord Rama, first of all he said, no, no, it's okay, let him play, go. But then Mother Sita, she requested, insisted that, yeah, no, 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 go, please go, go. I want you to catch him. So Lord Rama is chasing the Mayavi mraga, deer. So Lord Rama is chasing. He is beyond all the Maya. He is controller of Maya. His one of the name is Urnanabhi. What does it mean? Like the spider is never trapped in its own web. So many mosquitoes and flies, they are trapped, but spider is never caught in his own web. So Lord Krishna can never be trapped or bewildered by his own Maya, maybe external or maybe internal. So that's what, but he was running. So seeing all these, then his Ravana came, and on the other hand, Maricha made sound of Lord Rama, oh Lakshman, I am in trouble, please help me, please help me. Then Mother Yashoda said, Lakshman, I want you immediately to go and help your brother. And his brother, and Lakshman said, Mother Sita, Mother, Lord Rama, he is Lord of the universe, he is Supreme Lord himself. How can he be in trouble? Just come on, don't ask me to do that, because I'm here to protect you. This is forest full of Rakshasas. But Mother Sita, under illusion, because that was a Leela, she insisted, Lakshman, you have to go. Otherwise, I would think that you have some other plans. Then Lakshmana put Rekha, Lakshman Rekha, and then he left. When Ravana came, he asked Sita to come out of the line. When she crossed the line, Ravana kidnapped her. And now Lord Rama is wandering in the forest crying for his wife like an ordinary man. So this is the bewilderment which happened to Mother Parvati, Mahamaya, Mahadevi. She is sitting with Mahadev, Shambhu, and she is asking her husband, my dear Lord, look at this Lord Rama. Look at Rama. He is wandering in the forest looking for his wife like an ordinary man. Is he really the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So she got bewildered. And Lord Shiva said, I'm telling you, he is Lord Rama, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Never doubt. There shouldn't be any doubt. Please, don't think like this. She said, no, let me test him. So she took the form of Mother Sita and went out right there in front of Lord Rama, thinking that Lord Rama could get bewildered. And Lord Rama, the internal potencies of Lord, immediately gave him, Mother Parvati is here. And Lord Rama bowed down and said, Mother Parvati, please accept my obeisances. Why are you here? I don't know. And she went, oh God, I made a mistake. She went back, and Lord Shiva said, you are now worshipable to me as well, because you took the form of Mother Sita. So better you go now. I can't accept you anymore. You have to take another birth. So she had to go. So this Leela, which Lord Brahma is describing here again in this 10, 14, 16, Brahma is saying, my dear Lord, in this incarnation you have proven that you are the supreme controller of Maya. Although you are now within this universe, The whole universal creation is within your transcendental body. A fact, you demonstrate it by exhibiting the universe within your abdomen before your mother Yashoda. So you demonstrated that. So many acharyas, they gave commentaries, and Jiva Goswami also. Jiva Goswami is the nephew, the youngest of the six Goswamis. Of course, all of you know Lord Chaitanya. He had six direct disciples, and one of them is Jiva Goswami, and he is the nephew of Rupa and Sanatana, because there were three brothers, and Rupa and Sanatana, and the third one, he died, but Jiva was their, his son, and he was also learning and serving uncles, Rupa and Sanatana. And Jiva Goswami, he did writings on Srimad Bhagavatam. Three types of writings Jiva Goswami did. One was the same way what Srila Prabhupada did, or what Srila Prabhupada did the same way Jiva Goswami did, word by word translation, then the translation, then the purpose. That's one way to do it, but what Jiva Goswami did. And the another one was that just did the 10th canto. So he did just 10th canto and gave commentaries on 10th canto on the pastimes. And then the third level, he did the contextual based, sandarbhas based. And then he described six sandarbhas, shat sandarbha of a Jiva Goswami. And the first one was the tattva, sandarbha, the truth. Then the sandarbha, bhagavat sandarbha. So the sandarbha, the description, the context of the tattva of the Lord. And then the third one was the paramatma sandarbha. And fourth one was the Bhagwan or the Super Soul Sandarbha. And the fourth and the fifth one was Krishna Sandarbha. Sorry, the fourth one was Krishna Sandarbha, and the fifth one Bhakti, and the sixth one Preeti Sandarbha. So number one, Tattva Sandarbha. Number two, Bhagavat Sandarbha. Number three, Paramatma. Number four, Super Soul. Sorry, number four, Krishna. And number five, Bhakti Sandarbha. And number six, Preeti Sandarbha. So in his Bhagavat Sandarbha, he again quoted this inconceivable pastimes of Lord Krishna and mentioned that this is very bewildering, and it is very hard to understand the achintya potency of Lord Krishna. And Queen Kunti, she also mentioned these facts within her prayers of Queen Kunti in chapter 8 of Srimad Bhagavatam. And from text 18, Kunti Vacha Namaste Purusham Twadyam Ishwaram Prakate Param Alaksha Sarva Bhutanam Antarabahi Avasthitam. So what Queen Kunti is saying, the mother of Pandavas is saying, Srimati Kunti said, "O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you because you are the original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything, yet you are invisible to all." So she is giving these offering prayers. She is praying to the Lord that, because she knew she was aunt of Bua of Lord Krishna, but she didn't want to put Krishna into difficulty by paying obeisances as her nephew. But then she came out right away with the same, with the right perspective. You are not my nephew. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. You are God, you are Krishna. And you are the cause of all causes. You are inside and you are outside. So that's what Queen Kunti is saying here in these prayers. And the next verse, we can describe other things instead of going the whole prayers of Queen Kunti, because she, one significant thing she said was, because Krishna is now getting ready to go back to Hastinapur, sorry, to Dwarka from Hastinapur. So she is saying that when Durvasa Muni came into the forest with 10,000 disciples, my children were in trouble and you showed up immediately and helped them. When Draupadi was being disrobed, you came and helped by providing unlimited cloth. When my sons, they were put into the fire, when we were put into the fire in Lakshagraha by Duryodhana, that you came and you helped us. In this way you helped, and there was a huge army of the Kauravas. Their big stalwart Maharathis, fighters were there, like Bhishma, Drona, Kripacharya, Ashwatthama, Karna, such a huge big army full of all these great warriors, which were competent enough to defeat big armies just by themselves. And you saved us all and you made us win the war. Whenever there were calamities, whenever there were difficulties, whenever we were in trouble, we remembered you. We looked at you for your mercy, for your benedictions, for your help. You immediately came. You immediately came and you immediately extended your full support in all respect. And now that Yudhishthira is sitting on the throne and we have won the war, and now we are all set in terms of material conditions, now you are leaving us. If that is the condition, that you wanted to see us sound, happy, properly situated, and then leave us, then we don't want this kingdom. Then we don't want this happiness. Then we don't want this pleasure of that we are now all set. Because in the material world, no one is set, no one is fixed, no one is happy, no one can be happy. If somebody is happy for some time, that's not going to last for long. That is the nature of the material world. It's nobody's fault. This world has been designed like that. And devotees, whenever they see troubles like this, they immediately realize that these things in my life, they are being personally arranged, or they are being personally managed by the Lord Himself. Because that's why Mother Kunti, Queen Kunti is saying, when all these calamities happened, we remembered you, you came, and now we don't want this. Why? Why we don't want all of this kingdom and everything? Give us more trouble. Give us more problems. Such a catastrophic, fatalistic philosophy we have. No, it's not catastrophic. It's not fatalistic. It's the real thing. Because Queen Kunti is saying, when we remembered you, you immediately showed up to help us. And by seeing you, apunarabhavad darshanam, by having audience, your audience, by seeing you, we do not see punarjanma, punarbhava, coming back again. We become free from the cycle of birth and death by your darshan, by your audience. So we are so fortunate that you came again and again, even though we had no qualification, we have no qualification, still out of your causeless mercy, you helped us in so many ways. That is why Brahma also mentioned in Canto 10, chapter 14, is very significant. We just read text 16, where the same pastimes were mentioned. And then in 10.14.3, also another time, Jnane Prayas Udupat Namante. We cannot understand or win the heart of Krishna by our own tiny speculative intelligence. Jnana. We cannot understand Krishna. But we can conquer him. Ajita Jita. So he is Ajita. Nobody can conquer Krishna. Nobody can defeat Krishna. Nobody is qualified. So how he can be conquered? How we can get mercy? How we can connect to Krishna? By loving devotional service. Was what these devotees, Mother Yashoda and other stalwart devotees, they are constantly engaged in the service of the Lord. But not, Mother Yashoda is not thinking that she is serving the Supreme Lord. She is just attached to her son, Krishna. That's all. That was all arranged because Krishna, he wanted to enjoy love of the mother. That's all. And that's why he arranged all these things. He arranged all these pastimes and all the shaktis, all the potencies of Krishna, they always make arrangement for these pastimes. So we'll stop here for comments or questions. I'm not very qualified to describe these pastimes. These are very intricate pastimes. But if there is any comment or question, please. Thank you.
So in the same way, when Arjuna saw the universe perform, he was totally amazed and baffled. But the purpose of showing that universe perform for Arjuna was to have him come to the point of surrendering fully to Krishna and understanding the Supreme Lord. So this time when Krishna showed Mother Yashoda the universe perform and all of magnificence of the creation, then she became fearful and she wanted to forget. He allowed her to forget, so to not interfere with the pastime. So I guess he was reciprocating according to the desire of the devotee, the purpose to have any lessons.
Yeah, not lessons to pure devotees. In this case, of course, Krishna is just exhibiting his magnanimous pastime, like for us, when Arjuna asked, I want to see, then Krishna showed, of course not to bewilder Arjuna, but for the masses, those who can think Krishna as an ordinary person. I met one such person. He was in Delhi, the president of the Sanatan Dharma Rakshini Sabha, Dharma Rakshini Sabha, and the president of that Sabha. And I met him, and when we begin to talk about Krishna, he said, you know, Krishna is just some mystics. And I was shocked that here we are talking to a person who is the president of the Sanatan Dharma Rakshini Sabha, and he is mentioning Krishna is not even God. Such a small knowledge. So to give them full idea, or to give us the idea that all these pastimes, inconceivable potency, inconceivable pastimes, achintya. So achintya khalu je bhava. So we we are trying to measure Krishna's energy, but then he does all of these pastimes not to give hard time to devotees, but to give pleasure to the devotees, or to give us understanding, to the understanding to devotees like us, how Krishna is beautifully, wonderfully playing these pastimes. And these leelas, like we sing Damodar Astaka, it is mentioned that how these pastimes are bewildering. It's like all these Bhayankara, like the fear personified is fearful of Krishna, and now he's trembling, his lips are quivering. So that those are the things which Krishna does for the pleasure of his devotees. Good question. Thank you. Good comment. Any other question or comment? Yes. Rajvidya Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. So you are speaking about the purport of text?
No, it's a translation.
Translation. Mother Yashoda began to argue. But that has been already. So I fully didn't get the question anyways. So and your question is bewildering to me also, and bewildering to everyone here also. So Krishna's pastime is bewildering, and your question is also bewildering, because you are talking about Krishna. So we will talk it about later. So because I didn't get it fully, so I didn't want to take too much time on this. Yeah, mystic power of my child. That's for the simple thing. Yeah, all those things are there in the pastimes, but I cannot say much about the in detail, you know, mystic powers. But good questions, anyways. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.